We're going to be very kind today. We're going to blame Norio for everything. We started out to have some sandwiches because Norio was coming out. Then we decided that Charles and Rick and EJ and Dorma have had some things that we want to share. These are positive things. And it's time that even before we leap off that cliff, we need to consider that we're going to be successful. It is no longer acceptable to me. And for you who do not know me, I am Patton. It's a name that I really am a little bit tired of being used and abused, because my surname, my name, and there is at least one in this room that will understand a surname of Aton. And these are my people. She is my secretary. And kind of rebellious at times. Zita was our friend. I cannot give a higher honor to anyone. And to you who are friends of and with your parents, hold that dear. You don't have to agree all the time. You don't have to be of the same opinion. That is foolish. Because each will be at different stages of learning. Zita served her mission. She knew that she had finished. I'm going to repeat something for this tape. She had no longer a disease process that killed her. But it was time, and she was ready to move on and allow things to move on this plane that she felt she hampered by her presence, because she did not feel that she ever would be physically well enough to reassume her job. I've written about this. Dorma says, well, you know, this has been some 3 days, and now we know what's the matter with me. I've got double, triple, quadruple pneumonia. It was cold here last night. And at least I know now how to treat it, so we can all be grateful. Well, the point is, you have lost a friend. I have gained one that is a little bit closer, and we accept these choices, and we do so with love and compassion and appreciation, because only you can realize the relationship you have. And there is no way that I could go through the list and thank each one individually for your contribution to making her transition bearable. I mean from the friends who went to visit to Bloss, who attended her. And I don't want you to come down here on a day like this and wonder who she is or who he is, or I am a male energy. And this is my translator. If you speak Spanish and the ones you're talking to do not speak Spanish, you'll understand what I mean right away. There isn't a one of you that speaks Galactic Arabic. Not a one. But she can translate what I shove through her mind. And that's the only difference. So let's live in that appreciation. I want to dedicate a couple of things specifically to Zita. my writing because I wanted it to go in the paper. And Sananda's words to Rick as a son. And when you learn, each of you, and we have some superbly gifted, what you will consider new, they're not new, but they're finally opening up to their job of receiving. Don't wait to become a receiver to have a conversation with God or to think that you hear. You're given guidelines by which to measure what you get. And in this room, for instance, we'll talk about things like China and Long Beach and Area 51. And maybe you can come into some kind of comfort with maybe there is a higher recognition or a higher knowledge here. But let's remember that every one of you has the same talent, the same ability to know and create. And I think you're coming into the image and the realization that if it's going to be done, you have to help do it. And Zita chose this time to make her transition. She had days to spend on this side, helping to make this choice. Is there any further contribution I can actually make there in that human form? Fragile, frail, not able to see any purpose any longer, but being able to see a shackling of the sun that she has placed so much hope upon his shoulders. You know, we have ones that, oh, well, I don't buy that, Mom. Leave them go. Don't cram God or anything down anybody's throat. Rick knows his job. He does it well. And he'll assume his responsibility. And that's all a parent really hopes for. And then others have to be released. And we could have gone right into talking about these other topics. But you will notice Zita's family could not be here. Other plans had already been made. But we want them to have the ability to know that she had family and we care. And we're not so far out and foolish as it may appear. We're going to get our jobs done. And I want to talk about that a little bit later. So maybe if EJ would read what I wrote, because Rick's is very personal to him, and I would ask someone else read it unless he really wants to. It's a little hard to, you know, now you've come to a stop. It was like Dorma. Just keep busy, 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 busy. Hack, cough, wheeze, and stew. But the minute she sees friends, the tears well up. There is always a necessary period of grieving, but for goodness sakes, grieve and let it go. We have a job to do.
Sunday, December the 7th, 1997, Zita's memorial gathering. I am not much given to wallowing in pity at the passage of one who has served well, lived well, and completed their assigned task. Zita did her mission, and now we shall see if her children and those left behind will do theirs. Rick will do his, and the others are very questionable. These are the things that try a parent's soul at their own passage when the confrontation comes and, quote, "I should have done more," rings in the heart and bounces off the ears of God. When a person has a final few days for making lasting decisions, as did Zita, it is a great blessing. It is painful for the ones watching, but the treasure comes from being able to make translation, get lessons, and have very well-informed decision-making on that other side of the forget-it veil. Zita, I repeat, did not have ongoing disease involvement which would take her life, so once she chose her direction, she did what she needed to do and go on and leave those behind to do their work without her burden. Is there a misperception that there is no burden? Of course. For it is like, "He ain't heavy, he is my brother." Or in this instance, "She isn't heavy, for she is my mother." Where it is foolish to protest loudly, for it is you who ends up appearing the fool. God gives life to each of us, and to lie for the benefit of making another feel somehow more useful is indeed without merit, for it is that passage that the acute senses knoweth within. Correction. That the acute senses within know. When confronted with necessity or even preferences, it is wondrous what an individual can do. Dharma, for instance, thought she could get a few sandwiches ready for Norio's visit, but certainly can't do another funeral, for, quote, "My heart is hurting, and it at times seems quite desperate, and I cannot stand on my feet long enough to get anything accomplished and do a funeral." But it seemed to go well until things went other than as expected. So, you know, in this place... Correction. So you in this place know that Charles, E.J., Pablo, and even Rick spread out meats, cheese, whatever, so that a gathering could be as nice as we in limited health and circumstances could make it, so that memories could be joyful and not always a wish that we had done more or better or whatever. Loving hands could then take the feast and present it, and each could enjoy the contribution. The next question to me was, why can't you just not write today and simply say whatever we need to tell? No, because I doubt we could make it through a half hour of speaking, and a word to Zita today is mandatory from your place, or skip it altogether. No matter what we think we have learned, there is always more. A soul, even one at rest and peace, waits in accomplishing the hours of becoming readied for the greater transition and breaking free in order to move on to onto uncharted waters. This wait amounts to a sequence of events for the soul's lessons and preparations for future considerations, and it takes about as long as 3 full days in your accounting of time. And friends, remember something in that it is only in your own perception that you would decide what another wishes to do or where to be. I can use this observation in specifically the case of Zita, that she did not want a time for viewing and depressed expressions of, "Oh, Zita, you look so sick or so thin," or whatever. She wanted no one to view her with her body ill and wasted. She wishes to be remembered in the love and vitality of her best self. Can we not do, at the least, that much for our sister? She knew that no one save we of the other dimension could answer her inquiries, and that each perception presented was only an expression of another's opinion of what might be. It is time now to put aside the guilts, the wishes of something other than what was, for no change can be made in your dimension of that which has come and gone. This includes a mother as well, for when passage comes, all memory is left intact and forever. In the case of Zita, however, Rick is left with the heartfelt desires of a mother for a son who finally saw what she was beginning to understand, and it will rest on his shoulders to acquire, grow, and become what is the best in those dreams of latter years of a worthy presentation of living. In these instances of knowing which demand there will be, consumed time away and in great and pivotal things to be accomplished, the body must be released and those left in the journey must turn to the task. And again, I use the term, let the dead bury the dead. If another did not live to bring peace to self at such times of passage, all the worry and sorrow of those who do understand cannot touch a hair of it for those who do not. I suggest to many of you reading this that it's certainly time to attend your own nests and attitudes and make peace, for it may well be your last opportunity. You cannot simply help or assist another. Instead, you must attend your own, for that circumstance is the circumstance you will be left to feel and view and experience. It is much like making lunch. We can provide the products and lay it forth, but it is you who will do the eating. You will have to do it yourself or be hungry. When you understand this, you will have begun to understand life and death and choices. Why don't I take the time to tell of all the wondrous things Zita would like to be remembered for? Because they are not the things I would remember with worthy recollection. Neither will I tell all the things lacking or unpolished or unwanted about the person involved. So too are the conditions not mine to judge. Isn't that nice? No reason or aptitude to judge and sentence to punishment. Neither do I need make excuses or give justification to my relationship with or to that person, for their journey is not mine, and I have no right to coerce them into my experience. People make errors and become childish and demanding, but does that make it right to be so self-centered? Of course, for it may well be wrong behavior, but each person must have freedom of expression and the right to make the wrong adventure of himself. Each person will demand and plead for insight and a strict set of guidelines for moral justification for actions. With knowing comes responsibility, and right down to setting the cheese to the appointed tray becomes a problem if the cheese tray be someone else's, for you will probably choose to set the cheese in the wrong column, even though there be no right or wrong, only a decision. We simply don't want to assume responsibilities, and when we do, as with the spreading out the cheese, state that you assume the task, and then it becomes yours, and you had better think out in advance how the cheese is to be consumed, lest you blow the job. The next thing to consider carefully is attitudes about care and tending of anyone. Do you simply love to change diapers after an accident? Of course not. But when there is a baby, do you toss out the babe because he dirties his pants? No, but it is silly to assure the world that you love the job of cleaning up after the fact. Learn to value the great things and toss aside the unpleasant. Allow the departed the gift of remembering the positive contributions. And for goodness sakes, let go of the annoying points. If you can find no good points, keep thine mouth shut for the well-being of your own soul. Once departed, that other could not care less about you or your druthers. It simply is the way it is. You who hold on to garbage are destined to drag it everywhere you go. From now until your own passage. And most of you will cart it right on through and into your next experience. And this, beloved ones, is such a stupid thing to do. It is like demanding that everyone enjoy your religious choices and belief systems. Why? All religions are set forth by man. So why do you follow the most dreadful leaders? You are the precious one in God's creation. So why would you leave your most important segment of a journey in growth to another who doesn't know anything about anything? People make judgments about me, Hatan, and they don't even know my name, nor do they know how to spell it correctly. Is this my problem or theirs? They have, each of them, every right to think anything they wish about me, turn their eyes to the blinders, and fail to listen to the facts. But does it change anything? Of course not. So what does all this have to do with funerals and comings and goings? Lots. For in mutual respect and love can people put aside differences, release the poison pens and gossip, and allow a foundation upon which there is agreement, begin to heal any rifts or miscarriages. Pardon me. If a person had a talent and a gift in the best or worst of circumstances that followed, that talent remains and it should be used with grace and sharing. I would only point out one reminder, however, about myself, and that is that if you do not buy Hatton, fine. But I remind you that Hatton can be humanity, can be simply a name of some entity, but God is the guy to watch, judging humanity. Except through me, my teachings and belief, will ye enter the place of our Father. It simply, once again, is the way it is. I am the way, the truth, and the life, because I know the way, truth, and I am the life. You may disagree, and that is your greatest gift of all in choices, but I know the way, the truth, and the life, and you apparently do not even wait in instances where silence would bide thee well, long enough to learn facts. Does that make old Hatton the foolish one? Or do you toss it off as a bad day for the receiver because I present something which sits disagreeably with your opinions or assumptions? We need to consider these things as we move on, for we will move on. Change is the only certain thing in your ongoing perceptions. We can make it wondrous and creative or miserable and depressing. Since we all would wish to leave a legacy of good memories, let us consider carefully our own circumstances and honor those who come and go before us, that we may learn, and they shall not have lived in vain. May we always hold a departed in that special place within our beings, that they never be forgotten, for memory is all that holds life to reality. Salut, and to Zeta, welcome aboard.
Thank you. You see, with each one, there is the wonder of the lesson and the joy of a legacy. Sometimes those legacies are not nice. Sometimes those who leave, those not very nice legacies, are your greatest teachers. This is why you're taught not to judge, but to accept, realize, confront, forgive, starting, and only, perhaps important, for self. If you're so busy being forgiving of everybody else, you're probably overlooking the one true problem that you have, and that, of course, is self. And in each journey, there are crossroads. Every breath you take is a choice. And maybe these are the things, life and death happen. And that's all there is to it. Does that mean that we fold our tents and go bury ourselves? Man has some very weird ideas. And you have a world in chaos and in pain to confront. You don't know who your enemies are. As much as you think, oh, I figured it out, you haven't. So realize that while you're trying to figure it out, it would be wiser to try to confront in reality the moment that you're experiencing. And if you live according to the truth and the life and the way, you don't have a problem. Others may have problems, and it may rub off on you, but you really don't have a problem. It's trying to justify incorrect and wrong behavior to get you out here on this limb. And it's that one portion of ego that hangs you up at the feet of God while you argue with yourself and you try to make excuses. And with God standing there and you arguing with yourself, there are no excuses. So you begin to toss them out. And it takes you about 3 days to toss them out. Now, Norio can vouch for this, that very few people get up off that slab to meet your demands. Once they've gotten that far, they don't give a damn about you. So let's always look very practically at life and death and experiencing. There isn't anything called death. That's a word conjured up, I assume, by the Khazarians to scare you to death. See, it fits right in there, scare you to death. Well, the rest of you get so spiritually on his quest and went to ascend. Oh, which part of you? Why do you want so all-fired quickly to denounce the job you came to do? To ascend somewhere into another dimension. You were already there. Why did you bother to come back here? Well, I know most of you say, well, I changed my mind anyway. I didn't really mean to. Oh, yes, you did. So if someone would read what Sananda has offered.
December 6, 1997, 8:15 a.m. from Sananda. Rest easy, beloved Rick. I am Isu to calm the turbulent seas of sorrow at the passing of your dear mother, Zita. Zita is making her transition, which will take several days to complete. I may tell you that she experienced great joy at being released from that dysfunctional vehicle of a frail body. She is with others now who are beginning her instruction, for there is much for her to get up to speed on so that she may progress and indeed so that she may be of further assistance to you in your difficult journey. There is no such thing as death, has it not been said? It is merely the loss of someone loved in the physical that causes the pain. Is there not great joy in the knowledge that she is being tended by those sent by me? I told you long ago that when the time came, I would take it. Did you doubt my word? I will not say that Zita's transition is one free from regret, but these are the things that life's schoolroom are for, the training and honing of the soul in its journey toward its return to God.
But, Brent, might I ask, what else would Thomas do than doubt? We all have to learn.
Touché. Be not sad, Rick. Be of good cheer. Your journey is just beginning, and it will take turns that you have not a clue about yet. But let us give remembrance to the loved energy that is Zita, for she is well aware of that which is said about her and that which is being done on her behalf. And I may tell you, Rick, that she is proud of you. Zita was the person who so efficiently and diligently recorded, logged, and filed in an organized fashion each of the daily writings for Lo all these years, as may be clearly evidenced by the binders lining the back wall. That shall be her tribute, for few are trusted in the handling of the word, and she served with honor. Do not act surprised that I would send Sister Thedra to meet with her at her time of transition. For Zita and Sister were close friends, and Sister is well trained to bring counsel to Zita at this time. So, too, do not be surprised that Russell Herman would join her, for he owes a debt of gratitude to you personally, Rick, and he will do anything to help you, and this was a splendid opportunity for him to do so, while also showing Zita a bit of the bigger picture. There are, of course, many, many others who will counsel her, for her journey shall be one which shall be filled with wonder and joy, and some hard classes. Zita is not lost to you. Send her your love, your light, and pray that she be guided in her continued soul journey. Each individual must make soul decisions. It is a pathway full of moment-to-moment decisions and choices, each choice impacting the next. But of all the lessons, remember well, the greatest of all is love. Be of good cheer. Be kind. Let love and peace fill you for all your remaining days. And may you and Zita dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Always keep those listening skills finely tuned, for none is above learning. Accept our input graciously, for we do see farther, and we will never lead you astray. There is far to go on this planetary transitional journey. Let us walk the path together, bringing our friends with us along the way, giving no quarter to those who would come against us. Walk with love and rest in the knowledge that I am ever with thee. I am Sananda. Adupadaka.
And for you who don't know what Adupa, to come, means, it means I am the portal. I am the way. Welcome home in this instance. And so let's have good memories about it. And then let's move on. I'll make a little bit of a report before we launch into other subjects. Number one report is, you can't leave until you've eaten it all. And if you have to, take it with you. We're going to talk about a couple of things today that are so important that you have no way of measuring them, because you can only see in each instance the tip of that iceberg, that frozen thing that's going to wipe you out if we don't pay attention. And yet fighting something never works. Going to war never works. Over and over and over, you see, the satanic forces on your earth, the adversarial forces, never have to change their plan. They can just use the same old approach, and it works every time. I would want to, because Norio's here, I would want to just jump off into Japanese economy. Bank closures, bank problems, economy problems for the people there. What has Japan to look forward to? Well, guess what? Norio would turn to everyone in the room and say, why would he want to talk to me about that? I'm over here in America. Well, believe me, what is happening in Japan affects what is happening to you, in America. On a personal level, all of you who wait, and that's all of you, trying to hold it together until we can precipitate some rather interesting things. But you've had to watch different things evolve that never crossed your mind might be part of the program. And just this morning, EJ got a full-blown taste of this. A gentleman calls and says, boy, it's time for me to talk to you about some of these things, EJ. You know, we're working on this, this, and this, only to find that the bankers or the lenders that we're working with already hold three of these. Well, of course, it's all in the same place. And when ones are serious about getting something done, they're going to pop up over and over and over again. Now, what is the best thing to do when you are confronted with these kinds of problems? Oh, well, I mean, we may get six funded, we may get one funded. Why don't you work toward one? And why don't you work together? That way you have a possibility. And we have to think big. I had asked for one or two to come today because I wanted to discuss what happens after we can begin to do some of these projects. We need to enlarge the paper. We need to be able to afford to offer more. And we need it to be credible. And we have those people, but they have to make a living. We have to consider that all of us have to substantiate our own existence. This is not communal living. Therefore, we have to be responsible for our positions. And then as we grow and make our contributions and our sharings, we have built a foundation that will not be shaken. Then we have our products that needs to grow. We need to have opportunity as we move along, not necessarily to go and build our own vitamins, but we certainly need our outlets. So what becomes the most obvious thing to do in a lesser time-consuming way? You take a big one and you buy them out. And you're already in business. And I use that because Phyllis has now been working in that health center. You've got Bart Carnes and Merle. You've got ones ready to move and do something. And people need this support system. On the other hand, our major thrust is going to be into Indian lands where we can get some of these life-saving devices out there on sovereign property to be used. Well, but shouldn't we know our enemies? Well, what do you mean, know your enemies? Well, is China our friend or enemy? Is Mr. Podunk in the Philippines our friend or enemy? No, you don't need to know. Believe me, you don't. You need to keep plugging away in your own integrity and honor, and all the rest will follow. Well, what if somebody, I'm driving in Los Angeles and somebody shoots me, a drive-by shooting? Well, we'll have another funeral. Those are things that happen, do you see? Well, but that means predestined. Well, let's get off then and let's argue predestination and volunteering and all of these things, victimizing. You can only be a victim if you choose to be. You can only victimize if somebody else allows you to victimize them. These are wrong behaviors. Nothing in the world or in the heavens above will ever make it right. That's murder. When you kill someone, when you drive by and you shoot someone. And yet you have to understand that you are under such attack now that they can literally, they, being your enemy, by any name, color, creed, religious doctrine, they can manipulate you. Creative mind is the only hope you have against it, because you will already be operating at a frequency high enough that they cannot gain control. Or you can roll over and say, well, I'd like to experience that too, and come on, shoot me again. That's up to you. But as that becomes your choice, all the rest are destined to accept your choice. Oh, well, maybe I'm going to choose to be better, and I'll come more often, and I'll do this and that. Don't burden us with that. You're going to do what? We're here playing. But we're playing a game. And I intend to win it. Because I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And I know how to win. And I don't mind waiting for most of you to catch up. But you better do it while I still have a secretary that can talk. Because there's not going to be any more arguing. And we can certainly speak of personal things. But I'm not helping anybody find their personal self. We have so much to accomplish that we cannot focus on an individual's desire to succeed in whatever ego motivation they may have. And yet, it's been 10 years, I doubt I could get that across in one sitting. And if I did, they would say, well, up his, because I don't need that. Well, we don't need that. And I know the fear comes. Oh, well, sir, if and when it ever happens, there will only be two or three or four of us. No, there will be many. You just forget about them. Because it's like the naughty child in a family. He gets the most attention because he's making the loudest noise. And that's not very good for parents to allow that to happen. And yet children press their boundaries all the time. And you know something happens? You get older, and all you want to do are set the boundaries for the children while you are too chicken shit to go press your own. We've got to step out there and push that envelope. Are you going to go down? Norio has been kind enough to bring Anthony Elders with him today. And I respect this man and his insight into that Long Beach fiasco. And I hope that he will be willing to speak a little bit about that. Because I've kind of hounded it lately. You see, there's so many ways to look at so many things. As many ways as there are people to look at as many things as there are. And what you have going on now in Norio's interest arena is unthinkable in Nevada. Now, they've just flat perfected some real bad stuff. So we have to look at what is told to us and balance it against your own brain. We're going to be very kind today. We're going to blame Norio for everything. We started out to have some sandwiches because Norio was coming out. Then we decided that Charles and Rick and EJ and Dorma have had some things that we want to share. These are positive things. And it's time that even before we leap off that cliff, we need to consider that we're going to be successful. It is no longer acceptable to me. And for you who do not know me, I am Patton. It's a name that I really am a little bit tired of being used and abused, because my surname, my name, and there is at least one in this room that will understand a surname of Aton. And these are my people. She is my secretary. And kind of rebellious at times. Zita was our friend. I cannot give a higher honor to anyone. And to you who are friends of and with your parents, hold that dear. You don't have to agree all the time. You don't have to be of the same opinion. That is foolish. Because each will be at different stages of learning. Zita served her mission. She knew that she had finished. I'm going to repeat something for this tape. She had no longer a disease process that killed her. But it was time, and she was ready to move on and allow things to move on this plane that she felt she hampered by her presence, because she did not feel that she ever would be physically well enough to reassume her job. I've written about this. Dorma says, well, You know, this has been some 3 days, and now we know what's the matter with me. I've got double, triple, quadruple pneumonia. It was cold here last night. And at least I know now how to treat it, so we can all be grateful. Well, the point is, you have lost a friend. I have gained one that is a little bit closer, and we accept these choices, and we do so with love and compassion and appreciation, because only you can realize the relationship you have. And there is no way that I could go through the list and thank each one individually for your contribution to making her transition bearable. I mean from the friends who went to visit to Bloss, who attended her. And I don't want you to come down here on a day like this and wonder who she is or who he is, or I am a male energy. And this is my translator. If you speak Spanish and the ones you're talking to do not speak Spanish, you'll understand what I mean right away. There isn't a one of you that speaks galactic Arabic. Not a one. But she can translate what I shove through her mind. And that's the only difference. So let's live in that appreciation. I want to dedicate a couple of things specifically to Zita, my writing, because I wanted it to go in the paper, and Sananda's words to Rick as a son. And when you learn, each of you, and we have some superbly gifted, what you will consider new, they're not new, but they're finally opening up to their job of receiving. Don't wait to become a receiver to have a conversation with God or to think that you hear. You're given guidelines by which to measure what you get. And in this room, for instance, we'll talk about things like China and Long Beach and Area 51. And maybe you can come into some kind of comfort with maybe there is a higher recognition or a higher knowledge here. But let's remember that every one of you has the same talent, the same ability to know and create. And I think you're coming into the image and the realization that if it's going to be done, you have to help do it. And Zita chose this time to make her transition. She had days to spend on this side, helping to make this choice. Is there any further contribution I can actually make there in that human form? Fragile, frail, not able to see any purpose any longer, but being able to see a shackling of the sun that she has placed so much hope upon his shoulders. You know, we have ones that, oh, well, I don't buy that, Mom. Leave them go. Don't cram God or anything down anybody's throat. Rick knows his job. He does it well. And he'll assume his responsibility. And that's all a parent really hopes for. And then others have to be released. And we could have gone right into talking about these other topics. But you will notice Zita's family could not be here. Other plans had already been made. But we want them to have the ability to know that she had family and we care. And we're not so far out and foolish as it may appear. We're going to get our jobs done. And I want to talk about that a little bit later. So maybe if EJ would read what I wrote. Because Rick's is very personal to him. And I would ask someone else read it unless he really wants to. It's a little hard to, you know, now you've come to a stop. It was like Dorma. Just keep busy, 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 busy. Hack, cough, wheeze, and stew. But the minute she sees friends, the tears well up. There is always a necessary period of grieving. But for goodness sakes, grieve and let it go. We have a job to do.
Sunday, December the 7th, 1997. Zita's memorial gathering. I am not much given to wallowing in pity at the passage of one who has served well, lived well, and completed their assigned task. Zita did her mission, and now we shall see if her children and those left behind will do theirs. Rick will do his, and the others are very questionable. These are the things that try a parent's soul at their own passage when the confrontation comes, and, quote, I should have done more, rings in the heart and bounces off the ears of God. When a person has a final few days for making lasting decisions, as did Zita, it is a great blessing. It is painful for the ones watching, but the treasure comes from being able to make translation, get lessons, and have very well-informed decision-making on that other side of the forget-it veil. Zita, I repeat, did not have ongoing disease involvement which would take her life, so once she chose her direction, she did what she needed to do and on to go on and leave those behind to do their work without her burden. Is there a misperception that there is no burden? Of course. For it is like, he ain't heavy, he is my brother. Or in this instance, she isn't heavy, for she is my mother. Where it is foolish to protest loudly, for it is you who ends up appearing the fool. God gives life to each of us, and to lie for the benefit of making another feel how some feel somehow more useful is indeed without merit, for it is that passage that the acute senses knoweth within. Correction. That the acute senses within know. When confronted with necessity or even preferences, it is wondrous what an individual can do. Dorma, for instance, thought she could get a few sandwiches ready for Norio's visit, but certainly can't do another funeral, for, quote, my heart is hurting and it at times seems quite desperate and I cannot stand on my feet long enough to get anything accomplished and do a funeral. But it seemed to go well until things went other than as expected. So, you know, in this place, correction, so you in this place know that Charles, E.J., Pablo, and even Rick spread out meats, cheese, whatever, so that a gathering could be as nice as we in limited health and circumstances could make it, so that memories could be joyful and not always a wish that we had done more or better or whatever. Loving hands could then take the feast and present it, and each could enjoy the contribution. The next question to me was, why can't you just not write today and simply say whatever we need to tell? No, because I doubt we could make it through a half hour of speaking, and a word to Zita today is mandatory from your place, or skip it altogether. Ah, no matter what we think we have learned, there is always more. A soul, even one at rest and peace, waits in accomplishing the hours of becoming readied for the greater transition and breaking free in order to move on to uncharted waters. This wait amounts to a sequence of events for the soul's lessons and preparations for future considerations, and it takes about as long as 3 full days in your accounting of time. And friends, remember something, in that it is only in your own perception that you would decide what another wishes to do or where to be. I can use this observation in specifically the case of Zita, that she did not want a time for viewing and depressed expressions of, "Oh, Zita, you look so sick or so thin," or whatever. She wanted no one to view her with her body ill and wasted. She wishes to be remembered in the love and vitality of her best self. Can we not do, at the least, that much for our sister? She knew that no one save we of the other dimension could answer her inquiries, and that each perception presented was only an expression of another's opinion of what might be. It is time now to put aside the guilts, the wishes of something other than what was, for no change can be made in your dimension of that which has come and gone. This includes a mother as well, for when passage comes, all memory is left intact and forever. In the case of Zita, however, Rick is left with the heartfelt desires of a mother for a son who finally saw what she was beginning to understand, and it will rest on his shoulders to acquire, grow, and become what is the best in those dreams of latter years of a worthy presentation of living. In these instances of knowing which demand there will be, consumed time away and in great and pivotal things to be accomplished, the body must be released and those left in the journey must turn to the task. And again, I use the term, let the dead bury the dead. If another did not live to bring peace to self at such times of passage, all the worry and sorrow of those who do understand cannot touch a hair of it for those who do not. I suggest to many of you reading this that it's certainly time to attend your own nests and attitudes and make peace, for it may well be your last opportunity. You cannot simply help or assist another. Instead, you must attend your own, for that circumstance is the circumstance you will be left to feel and view and experience. It is much like making lunch. We can provide the products and lay it forth, but it is you who will do the eating. You will have to do it yourself or be hungry. When you understand this, you will have begun to understand life and death and choices. Why don't I take the time to tell of all the wondrous things Zita would like to be remembered for? Because they are not the things I would remember with worthy recollection. Neither will I tell all the things lacking or unpolished or unwanted about the person involved. So too are the conditions not mine to judge. Isn't that nice? No reason or aptitude to judge and sentence to punishment. Neither do I need make excuses or give justification to my relationship with or to that person, for their journey is not mine and I have no right to coerce them into my experience. People make errors and become childish and demanding, but does that make it right to be so self-centered? Of course. For it may well be wrong behavior, but each person must have freedom of expression and the right to make the wrong adventure of himself. Each person will demand and plead for insight and a strict set of guidelines for moral justification for actions. With knowing comes responsibility, and right down to setting the cheese to the appointed tray becomes a problem if the cheese tray be someone else's, for you will probably choose to set the cheese in the wrong column, even though there be no right or wrong, only a decision. We simply don't want to assume responsibilities, and when we do, as with the spreading out the cheese, state that you assume the task, and then it becomes yours, and you had better think out in advance how the cheese is to be consumed, lest you blow the job. The next thing to consider carefully is attitudes about care and tending of anyone. Do you simply love to change diapers after an accident? Of course not. But when there is a baby, do you toss out the babe because he dirties his pants? No. But it is silly to assure the world that you love the job of cleaning up after the fact. Learn to value the great things and toss aside the unpleasant. Allow the departed the gift of remembering the positive contributions. And for goodness sakes, let go of the annoying points. If you can find no good points, keep thine mouth shut for the well-being of your own soul. Once departed, that other could not care less about you or your druthers. It simply is the way it is. You who hold on to garbage are destined to drag it everywhere you go. From now until your own passage. And most of you will cart it right on through and into your next experience. And this, beloved ones, is such a stupid thing to do. It is like demanding that everyone enjoy your religious choices and belief systems. Why? All religions are set forth by man. So why do you follow the most dreadful leaders? You are the precious one in God's creation. So why would you leave your most important segment of a journey in growth to another who doesn't know anything about anything? People make judgments about me, Hatan, and they don't even know my name, nor do they know how to spell it correctly. Is this my problem or theirs? They have, each of them, every right to think anything they wish about me, turn their eyes to the blinders, and fail to listen to the facts. But does it change anything? Of course not. So what does all this have to do with funerals and comings and goings? Lots. For in mutual respect and love can people put aside differences, release the poison pens and gossip, and allow a foundation upon which there is agreement, begin to heal any rifts or miscarriages. Pardon me. If a person had a talent and a gift in the best or worst of circumstances that followed, that talent remains and it should be used with grace and sharing. I would only point out one reminder, however, about myself, and that is that if you do not buy Hatan, fine. But I remind you that Hatan can be humanity, can be simply a name of some entity, but God is the guy to watch, judging humanity. Except through me, my teachings and belief, will ye enter the place of our Father. It simply, once again, is the way it is. I am the way, the truth, and the life, because I know the way, truth, and I am the life. You may disagree, and that is your greatest gift of all in choices, but I know the way, the truth, and the life, and you apparently do not even wait in instances where silence would bide thee well, long enough to learn facts. Does that make old Hatan the foolish one? Or do you toss it off as a bad day for the receiver because I present something which sits disagreeably with your opinions or assumptions? We need to consider these things as we move on, for we will move on. Change is the only certain thing in your ongoing perceptions. We can make it wondrous and creative or miserable and depressing. Since we all would wish to leave a legacy of good memories, let us consider carefully our own circumstances and honor those who come and go before us, that we may learn, and they shall not have lived in vain. May we always hold a departed in that special place within our beings, that they never be forgotten, for memory is all that holds life to reality. Salut, and to Zeta, welcome aboard.
Thank you. You see, with each one, there is the wonder of the lesson and the joy of a legacy. Sometimes those legacies are not nice. Sometimes those who leave those not very nice legacies are your greatest teachers. This is why you're taught not to judge, but to accept, realize, confront, forgive, starting and only, perhaps important, for self. If you're so busy being forgiving of everybody else, you're probably overlooking the one true problem that you have, and that, of course, is self. And in each journey, there are crossroads. Every breath you take is a choice. And maybe these are the things, life and death happen. And that's all there is to it. Does that mean that we fold our tents and go bury ourselves? Man has some very weird ideas. And you have a world in chaos and in pain to confront. You don't know who your enemies are. As much as you think, oh, I figured it out, you haven't. So realize that while you're trying to figure it out, it would be wiser to try to confront in reality the moment that you're experiencing. And if you live according to the truth and the life and the way, you don't have a problem. Others may have problems, and it may rub off on you. But you really don't have a problem. It's trying to justify incorrect and wrong behavior to get you out here on this limb. And it's that one portion of ego that hangs you up at the feet of God while you argue with yourself and you try to make excuses. And with God standing there and you arguing with yourself, there are no excuses. So you begin to toss them out. And it takes you about 3 days to toss them out. Now, Norio can vouch for this, that very few people get up off that slab to meet your demands. Once they've gotten that far, they don't give a damn about you. So let's always look very practically at life and death and experiencing. There isn't anything called death. That's a word conjured up, I assume, by the Khazarians to scare you to death. See, it fits right in there, scare you to death. Well, the rest of you get so spiritually on his quest and willing to ascend. Oh, which part of you? Why do you want so all-fired quickly to denounce the job you came to do? To ascend somewhere into another dimension. You were already there. Why did you bother to come back here? Well, I know most of you say, well, I changed my mind anyway. I didn't really mean to. Oh, yes, you did. So if someone would read what Sananda has offered.
December 6, 1997, 8:15 a.m. from Sananda. Rest easy, beloved Rick. I am Isu to calm the turbulent seas of sorrow at the passing of your dear mother, Zita. Zita is making her transition, which will take several days to complete. I may tell you that she experienced great joy at being released from that dysfunctional vehicle of a frail body. She is with others now who are beginning her instruction, for there is much for her to get up to speed on, so that she may progress, and indeed so that she may be of further assistance to you in your difficult journey. There is no such thing as death, has it not been said? It is merely the loss of someone loved in the physical that causes the pain. Is there not great joy in the knowledge that she is being tended by those sent by me? I told you long ago that when the time came, I would take it. Did you doubt my word? I will not say that Zita's transition is one free from regret, but these are the things that life's schoolroom are for, the training and honing of the soul in its journey toward its return to God.
But Brent, might I ask, what else would Thomas do than doubt? We all have to learn.
Touche. Be not sad, Rick. Be of good cheer. Your journey is just beginning, and it will take turns that you have not a clue about yet. But let us give remembrance to the loved energy that is Zita, for she is well aware of that which is said about her and that which is being done on her behalf. And I may tell you, Rick, that she is proud of you. Zita was the person who so efficiently and diligently recorded, logged, and filed in an organized fashion each of the daily writings for Lo all these years, as may be clearly evidenced by the binders lining the back wall. That shall be her tribute, for few are trusted in the handling of the word, and she served with honor. Do not act surprised that I would send Sister Thedra to meet with her at her time of transition, For Zita and Sister were close friends, and Sister is well trained to bring counsel to Zita at this time. So too, do not be surprised that Russell Herman would join her, for he owes a debt of gratitude to you personally, Rick, and he will do anything to help you, and this was a splendid opportunity for him to do so, while also showing Zita a bit of the bigger picture. There are, of course, many, many others who will counsel her, for her journey shall be one which shall be filled with wonder and joy, and some hard classes. Zita is not lost to you. Send her your love, your light, and pray that she be guided in her continued soul journey. Each individual must make soul decisions. It is a pathway full of moment-to-moment decisions, choices, each choice impacting the next. But of all the lessons, remember well, the greatest of all is love. Be of good cheer. Be kind. Let love and peace fill you for all your remaining days. And may you and Zita dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Always keep those listening skills finely tuned, for none is above learning. Accept our input graciously, for we do see farther, and we will never lead you astray. There is far to go on this planetary transitional journey. Let us walk the path together, bringing our friends with us along the way, giving no quarter to those who would come against us. Walk with love and rest in the knowledge that I am ever with thee. I am Sananda. Adupadaka.
And for you who don't know what Adupa, to come means, it means I'm the portal. I'm the way. Welcome home in this instance. And so let's have good memories about it. And then let's move on. I'll make a little bit of a report before we launch into other subjects. Number one report is, you can't leave until you've eaten it all. And if you have to take it with you, we're going to talk about a couple of things today that are so important that you have no way of measuring them, because you can only see in each instance the tip of that iceberg, that frozen thing that's going to wipe you out if we don't pay attention. And yet fighting something never works. Going to war never works. Over and over and over, you see, the satanic forces on your earth, the adversarial forces, never have to change their plan. They can just use the same old approach, and it works every time. I would want to, because Norio's here, I would want to just jump off into Japanese economy. Bank closures, bank problems, economy problems for the people there. What has Japan to look forward to? Well, guess what? Norio would turn to everyone in the room and say, why would he want to talk to me about that? I'm over here in America. Well, believe me, what is happening in Japan affects what is happening to you in America. On a personal level, all of you who wait, and that's all of you, trying to hold it together until we can precipitate some rather interesting things. But you've had to watch different things evolve that never crossed your mind might be part of the program. And just this morning, EJ got a full-blown taste of this. A gentleman calls and says, boy, it's time for me to talk to you about some of these things, EJ. We're working on this, and this, only to find that the bankers or the lenders that we're working with already hold three of these. Well, of course, it's all in the same place. And when ones are serious about getting something done, they're going to pop up over and over and over again. Now, what is the best thing to do when you are confronted with these kinds of problems? Oh, well, I mean, we may get six funded, we may get one funded. Why don't you work toward one And why don't you work together? That way you have a possibility. And we have to think big. I had asked for one or two to come today because I wanted to discuss what happens after we can begin to do some of these projects. We need to enlarge the paper. We need to be able to afford to offer more. And we need it to be credible. And we have those people, but they have to make a living. We have to consider that all of us have to substantiate our own existence. This is not communal living. Therefore, we have to be responsible for our positions. And then as we grow and make our contributions and our sharings, we have built a foundation that will not be shaken. Then we have our products that needs to grow. We need to have opportunity as we move along, not necessarily to go and build our own vitamins, but we certainly need our outlets. So what becomes the most obvious thing to do in a lesser time-consuming way? You take a big one and you buy them out. And you're already in business. And I use that because Phyllis has now been working in that health center. You've got Bart Carnes and Merle. You've got ones ready to move and do something. And people need this support system. On the other hand, our major thrust is going to be into Indian lands where we can get some of these life-saving devices out there on sovereign property to be used. Well, but shouldn't we know our enemies? Well, what do you mean, know your enemies? Well, is China our friend or enemy? Is Mr. Podunk in the Philippines our friend or enemy? No, you don't need to know. Believe me, you don't. You need to keep plugging away in your own integrity and honor, and all the rest will follow. Well, what if somebody... I'm driving in Los Angeles and somebody shoots me. A drive-by shooting. Well, we'll have another funeral. Those are things that happen, do you see? Well, but that means predestined. Well, let's get off then and let's argue predestination and volunteering and all of these things. Victimizing. You can only be a victim if you choose to be. You can only victimize if somebody else allows you to victimize them. These are wrong behaviors. Nothing in the world or in the heavens above will ever make it right. That's murder. When you kill someone, when you drive by and you shoot someone. And yet you have to understand that you are under such attack now that they can literally, they, being your enemy, by any name, color, creed, religious doctrine, they can manipulate you. Creative mind is the only hope you have against it, because you will already be operating at a frequency high enough that they cannot gain control. Or you can roll over and say, well, I'd like to experience that too, and come on, shoot me again. That's up to you. But as that becomes your choice, all the rest are destined to accept your choice. Oh, well, maybe I'm going to choose to be better, and I'll come more often, and I'll do this and that. Don't burden us with that. You're going to do what? We're here playing. But we're playing a game. And I intend to win it. Because I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And I know how to win. And I don't mind waiting for most of you to catch up. But you better do it while I still have a secretary that can talk. Because there's not going to be any more arguing. And we can certainly speak of personal things. But I'm not helping anybody find their personal self. We have so much to accomplish that we cannot focus on an individual's desire to succeed in whatever ego motivation they may have. And yet, it's been 10 years, I doubt I could get that across in one sitting. And if I did, they would say, well, up his, because I don't need that. Well, we don't need that. And I know the fear comes. Oh, well, sir, if and when it ever happens, there will only be two or three or four of us. No, there will be many. You just forget about them. Because it's like the naughty child in a family. He gets the most attention because he's making the loudest noise. And that's not very good for parents to allow that to happen. And yet children press their boundaries all the time. And you know something happens? You get older and all you want to do are set the boundaries for the children while you are too chicken shit to go press your own. We've got to step out there and push that envelope. Are you going to go down? Norio has been kind enough to bring Anthony Elders with him today. And I respect this man and his insight into that Long Beach fiasco. And I hope that he will be willing to speak a little bit about that. Because I've kind of hounded it lately. You see, there's so many ways to look at so many things. As many ways as there are people to look at as many things as there are. And what you have going on now in Norio's interest arena is unthinkable in Nevada. Now, they've just flat perfected some real bad stuff. So we have to look at what is told to us and balance it against your own brain.